Welcome to Econ. Let's get our freak on.
This is Jen.
This is Ari.
This is Jose.
This is Alyssa.
Oh. Welcome to our episode of Poverty and Unemployment, where we'll talk about the reality and the secrets of poverty and unemployment. Sorry, he's sensitive.
Unemployment, the number one cause of poverty in our country. With unemployment rates at 4.7% and poverty rates at 4.3%, those are pretty high. But rates keep rising. Are they true, or is the government lying to us?
No, turn on.
Okay, ready?
Jen, stop being so dramatic with your conspiracy theories. Here we go with the waterworks.
Sorry, I needed a moment. All right, got sweaty. Anyways, let's talk about unemployment and the harm it's caused to our economy.
Speaking of unemployment, did you know that there are four types? Frictional, structural, seasonal, and cyclical. Frictional is when you're switching jobs. Structural is technology. Seasonal has to do with holidays. And cyclical is recession and downturns.
So if there's so much unemployment, why doesn't the government do something about it?
It's pretty hard to do something about it when the rates aren't accurate and the gov doesn't know the truth about why people are unemployed.
So, people lose their jobs every day, working minimum wage jobs with no benefits at all.
Without their benefits, it's very hard for them to keep their jobs.
God dang.
Who is farting? God. Anyway, working these minimum wage jobs, people that only have their high school diplomas struggle every day, even looking for a job.
I can't breathe. Oh, man.
So why do people lose their jobs? Like we mentioned before, structural unemployment means when technology starts taking over jobs. Like we saw in the Elon Musk article. Excuse me, Alyssa, I'm trying to record here.
Sorry.
Most businesses are starting to replace jobs with robots, which is making people lose their jobs.
So another way people are losing their jobs is because they're starting to get lazy due to the fact that the government gives them free money. Free money means no working, and no working means laziness. And when laziness happens, there's no... I don't know what to put.
But why is unemployment really important? The reality is it hurts the entire economy, producers and consumers. Everyone loses the ability to purchase goods and basic services. Businesses also lose their sales because the consumers don't have the ability to purchase them. The government should make a way to decide on how to help them out. But they don't really do anything.
Oh, God.
Is that a baby?
Oh. With this greater gap between the rich and the poor, there's a lot of problems that come across. What we need to do is to have better job training. We need to redistribute of the wealth and taxes, raise minimum wage, and prohibit companies to move with this increase in technology, the drop of low-skilled, and the need for highly skilled.
I'm starving too. We're in the same boat.
If I had a mom and a dad, they probably would make it.
Me too.
Yeah. I want the typical white parents.
With the increase in poverty each year, families are losing more jobs, and that means they're unable to afford good schooling for their children, food, and shelter, which is harmful to the economy.
And as a result, we feel as if the government really doesn't do that much with the poverty and unemployment rate that has been rising in the years to come. If the government really did care about these topics, we feel as if they would actually do more about it and probably not spend as much money as they do on these new machines that they do and really care for those who are unemployed and probably drop the poverty, as a result. Well, from all of us here, we thank you for listening. Hope you have a good day.